1067 KJUG Country. You know, we love our first responders here at KJUG. As a matter of fact, we team up with Smoke and Barrel Firearms every Friday to give out a $50 gift card for dinner to one deserving first responder for doing just what they do. Two first responders from the Tulare City Fire Department, Eric Ferreira and Josh Ryan, did something absolutely phenomenal. At times, it was exhausting and painful, but they did the 4x4x48, which is running 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. It was quite an experience, wasn't it, guys?
It was definitely a journey.
You also have a bum leg out of the deal. Is that right, Eric?
Suffering some stress fracture in my left foot, plantar fasciitis in both feet, and I got a pretty good fracture in my right foot. I'm in a boot, actually, right now.
Josh, what about you? Did you have any lingering issues?
No, not as hardcore as Eric, but they had to take a couple toenails off my left foot.
Oh!
And then I did have quite a bit of knee pain and some swelling, some fluid on my knee. But that's all come down now, and I'm feeling really good.
What's the total amount of miles you guys ran over 48 hours?
The exact is 48.72, because our 4 miles, some of them were a little longer than four.
The inspiration for this mission was David Goggins, who is an Army Ranger, a Navy SEAL. He's done a lot of things, and he's a long-distance runner now. But he was kind of the inspiration behind this, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a force to be reckoned with. Josh and I, we've been following him on Instagram for quite some time. We felt, hey, let's quit sitting on the sidelines and let's get involved and let's challenge ourselves and push ourselves to our mental limits, our physical limits.
It's interesting, you know, especially like you're talking about the mental aspect of it. One of the keys, which I've heard from many people that we really utilized, was we didn't look at it as 48, you know, and we'd break it even down to, let's get to the next street. We're just getting to the next street, you know. And even all the way down to, we're just getting next to the next power pole. Just get to the next power pole. Like Eric said it to me, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Well, that's really what it was, one bite at a time.
Yeah, we broke the race down to 12 rounds, you know, like a heavyweight match.
Do you feel that this may have been the toughest thing you've ever done?
Yeah, hands down, it's the toughest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, and go back on that, Drew. The reason it was so tough is because we're not runners. You know, I'm 5'9", 220. Josh is 6'8", 260. We're not your standard runner marathon guy. We're not ultra marathon guys. I don't like to run, Drew. I don't know if you knew that. But I don't like to run.
I'm right with you guys.
And a lot of guys that we knew were saying, hey, how come you didn't train for it? Maybe you should have trained for it. So, well, what's the fun in that? I said, we're unprepared, ill-prepared, and we are going to push ourselves into something that we don't like, but we're going to see how mentally strong we are and how far we can push our bodies. You know, we set 3 goals, Drew. Make $1,000 for our charity, which we have obviously smashed through. Goal number two was never to walk. We were told that it's inevitable. You're going to have to walk. Your bodies are going to break down. Your minds are going to, you know, get weak. You're going to walk. So we made it a goal of, we're not going to walk. You know, even if our jog gets kind of slow, we're not going to walk. And we did that. And then our final goal was to make sure every stage of those 4 miles, we completed in under 1 hour. Wow. And so we smashed all our goals, you know, and I think that was pushing us to what we didn't think was possible.
Operation Underground Railroad is the charity that you guys did all this for. And can you tell us a little bit of background behind that charity?
They had put out a documentary called Operation Toussaint on Amazon Prime, and basically highlighting their operations overseas with multiple angles. They combat child sex trafficking. You know, they do go on some missions, but they do other things where they bring kids out of bad situations. They provide aftercare for them. It's a whole program. And so that was an easy one to pick, just because, you know, it's politically neutral. Everybody can get behind it. And so, you know, we did that. You know, kind of an interesting story is that before round 11, we were in a live stream and Sheriff Mike Boudreaux came in. And he said, you know, I believe in what you're doing. And if you beat your fastest time by 10 seconds, I'll donate $1,000. And so we started out running and he was like, man, I don't feel good. I'm sick. You know, and we just talked him through it. We got through it. Well, we did. We beat it by 3 minutes. What I wanted to highlight is that, you know, we want to continue this in some manner next year, but we want to do something for the community and bring the money back locally. Talking to him was a eye-opener, and I talked to Tulare Police Department, and that problem is here locally. It's not something that's overseas or in another state. It's actually in our city and our county. And so we need to combat this. We need to be aware of it.
Such a great thing you guys did. And they ran for Operation Underground Railroad. If you go over to Josh and Eric 4448 on Instagram, you can get to the GoFundMe page and make a donation that way. Guys, it's so inspiring to see what you did here. Can't wait to see more. Be sure to keep us in the loop. And you guys even look pretty good in those tutus.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man.